From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syria's state media and human rights activists say government troops and allied militias have captured a number of villages and towns in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near the capital, Damascus. Syria's central military media said the government forces captured at least six villages and towns along the eastern periphery of the enclave. But as one man, Besham Abu Basir, explains, the situation for those taking refuge in shelters and underground is dire. That's the cookware besieged people use, living in inhumane spaces, a cesspool, as you can see. This is the state of our besieged people. Rebel groups launched a counteroffensive Sunday, sending fighters behind government lines in a series of attacks. More reaction after U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he would like to impose a 25% tax on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday that the president is not planning to exempt any countries from the increase. Trump's new tariffs for the key metals have drawn wide condemnation from business-oriented Republican lawmakers and more. China has responded with its vice foreign minister saying it does not want a trade war with the U.S., but will absolutely not sit idly by if China's interests are hurt. Trump Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, downplays the initial response.
Retaliation isn't going to change the price of a can of beer. It isn't going to change the price of a car. It's just not going to.
China is a key country Washington is aiming to target with the tariffs. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will send a high-level special delegation to North Korea Monday to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and ease tension on the peninsula. That mission could be complicated by military planned drills, as a commentary published by North Korea's official news agency warned Pyongyang would counter the U.S. if it holds joint military exercises with South Korea in the coming weeks. Italians turned out to vote Sunday in what may later be seen as one of the country's most consequential recent elections. Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA.
This election is expected to determine the makeup of the new 945-member Italian parliament and the next government. It is Italy's 18th general election since 1948. But much uncertainty surrounds the outcome of the vote, with the main contenders having predicted victory. Former 81-year-old Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has brought his centre-right Forza Italia party into an alliance with the Anti-Immigrant League, headed by Matteo Salvini, and the far-right Brothers of Italy, headed by Giorgia Meloni. This group stands the best chances of coming close to a majority, but recent opinion polls predicted it would come short of the needed 40% to govern.
And Germany's Social Democrats voted to form a coalition government with Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative Christian Democrats Sunday, Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
The result hands the long-serving leader her fourth term in office. The deal opens the way to a new government in Europe's largest economy and breaks the deadlock following September's election. Two-thirds of the party's membership backed the coalition, according to an official, a wider margin than many had expected. An intense internal campaign pitted the party's pro-coalition leadership against its more radical youth wing, which campaigned for no.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in again planning to send a high-level special delegation to North Korea Monday, discussing ways in which relations can be improved to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. This is after a two-day visit to North Korea. The South Korean special envoys would then travel to the United States to brief American officials on progress being made. Hollywood crowns its best and worst over the weekend. On Saturday, the Golden Raspberry Awards, or Razzies, were presented to the worst movies. Later this evening, the 90th Annual Academy Awards, better known as the Oscars, will be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and presented in Hollywood. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.